Hi everyone, we are coming to the end of the season of Advent. Having spent time over the last 3 weeks considering hope, peace, and joy. Today is the fourth and final Sunday of Advent, a week dedicated to the love that comes in Christ at Christmas. Personally, I like Christmas the most. One of the reasons is that my birthday is the day before Christmas, December 24th. Because of that, my birthday doesn't usually get much attention. I'm rather happy with this. It helps me think of myself like John the Baptist, one called to prepare the way for the Lord. Anyway, I think Christmas is the happiest day, not only for me, but also for everyone in the world, because it is all about Jesus Christ. Let us remember what Christmas is about. We need Jesus Christ more than ever. 2020 has been a truly heartbreaking year. It feels like someone has stolen an entire year from us. Our society has deep political, ideological, and racial divides. We lack understanding, compromise, and consideration. And because of the coronavirus, life has become unpredictable. We face the sad reality that we have to keep a certain distance from each other and cover our faces with thin fabrics. And sometimes with doubts, we struggle with doubts. But we believe God continues to work faithfully in our life while we face a reality no one expected or wanted. We believe because God is faithful, and His will is always good and beautiful. God loves us and has an amazing plan for us. This crisis is a new opportunity to see God's love for us. Jesus Christ is the only hope, peace, joy, and love. Where there is no hope, peace, joy, and love. This is the reason why we look for Jesus today. The birth of Jesus was a wonderful moment. The process both miraculous and amazing. When you look closely at the story of Jesus' conception, we see many important and truly miraculous events that help us really enjoy this wonderful holiday with our family. Today's text tells us about the announcement of Mary's baby. Here are two women, Elizabeth and Mary. This is how today's text begins. When Elizabeth was 6 months pregnant, God sent the angel Gabriel to the Virgin Mary. In the 6 months of Elizabeth's pregnancy, is an important beginning place, for this is because Elizabeth's son John is a miracle who sets the stage for another miracle baby. We can easily find stories of miracle babies throughout the Old Testament. Abraham and Sarah in Genesis we know so well. Sarah got pregnant even though she was past the age of having a baby. Like Sarah, Elizabeth was said to be unable to have a baby because of her age. The story of Hannah and her baby Samuel. Hannah prayed hard for a child, and she dedicated her son Samuel to God with a Nazarite vow, which meant he could never drink wine. The angel Gabriel announces that John, Elizabeth's son, was never to drink wine either. Samuel was the last judge of Israel. preparing the way for Israel's first king. John the Baptist is be like Samuel as prepares the way for the Lord, Israel's final king. These miracle stories across the Old and New Testament share much in common. God worked in unexpected ways throughout the Old Testament, showing his faithful love for his children, even when those children did not always return God's faithfulness. The story Elizabeth's baby echoes the miracle baby stories from the Old Testament. This story is John the Baptist seems to be an ending to the age of the prophets, with John being that last of them. John's father, Zechariah, announces John as the prophet of the Most High. But John the Baptist will also be the beginning of a new age. He has come to prepare the way of another. Another special baby is coming. In today's text, Mary's pregnancy is announced. This event is often marked in the church's calendar as often the Annunciation. It also echoes the birth stories from the Old Testament and Elizabeth's pregnancy. However, Mary's story is quite different from the other stories. Unlike other women eagerly wanting a child, Mary did not look forward to and expect to have a child. Unlike other older women with husbands, Mary was an unmarried virgin. Mary was just a young, engaged girl. The other birth stories happen to couples, but this one is happening to Mary through the power of God. There is more active God's intervention here. Of course, other women had God's intervention, but their babies were not conceived by the Holy Spirit. Jesus was conceived by the Holy Spirit. The other birth narratives, while they acknowledge the work of God, they don't mention the Holy Spirit. There is a definite sense of the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit at work in Mary's story. What makes Mary more special than anything is her obedience and faithfulness in God. She didn't hesitate to obey when she heard the angel's declaration. Can you imagine? How unacceptable and absurd the pregnancy of a single woman was at the time. Mary is betrothed but not yet married, which puts her in a dangerous position. Finding her with child, her fiancé had the right to have her stoned to death for adultery, or to at least divorce her, leaving her the mercy of her father. The angel declares that Mary is highly favored, but for Mary, this felt more like a challenge than a blessing as an unmarried woman at the time. But she responded without any hesitation. She said, "I am the Lord's servant. Let it be with me just as you have said." Amazing obedience and dedication bring about amazing miracles. Her obedience allowed the miracle of bearing the Son of God. Furthermore, her declaration of obedience does not end in silence, but results in a powerful song that praises the deep and abiding faithfulness of God through the ages. Mary's courage became a bridge for God's will to be done on this earth. Her powerful song has become a song of hope, not only for her, but for all mankind. This is what makes Mary's story most special. It is not only Mary who is special, but the child to be born to her is even more special. The child born through this unexpected way is very special. The angel said, "The one who is to be born will be holy and will be called the Son of God. He is the Son of the Father conceived by the Holy Spirit. Emmanuel, God with us, is being born into the world." John chapter 1, 14 and 18 says, "The Word became flesh and made his home among us. We have seen his glory, glory like that of a father's only son, full of grace and truth. No one has ever seen God, God the only son who is at the father's side, has made God known." John chapter 3:16, "God so loved the world that he gave his only son." God, who created heaven and earth, came to this world as a vulnerable baby. Almighty God has come down as a limited human being. How does this tremendous event feel to you? We humans cannot fully know or grasp the fullness of God. We cannot know God completely. But regardless of our will or effort, God came to us with his will and his choice. This is the grace of God. God's realm come down to our human realm. So now we are able to see and hear God clearly. This is a special revelation that revealed himself to us, God. The church has called this incarnation. The incarnation is the way that shows us God's love the best, clearly and perfectly. This is a complete revelation. He is a perfect God and was a perfect human. This is an amazing and beautiful way God has chosen to be with us. The love of God has come into the world. Emmanuel, God with us. The declaration that Mary is highly favored and that God is with her is not solely for her, but is meant for the entire world. The grace, the gift, is directed toward all humanity. The true miracle is right here. The world has not been forgotten. God is breaking in. God is faithful to humanity because God is love. A great miracle of Christmas is that we are not forgotten. God draws near to us out of great love. Regardless of our faithfulness to God, God remains faithful to us. We know too well how our faithfulness is influenced and shaken by our emotions and feelings. Sometimes, we are convinced that no matter what, we can continue to love someone or something to the end. But we know that the confidence could break down at some point. We are weak humans. This is the reality of our faithfulness. Love is not simply determined by how you feel or what emotions you have. Love is measured by faithfulness. Think about the relationship between parents and their children. Parents do not care for their children solely by feelings or emotions. Regardless of what their children are like, parents are faithful to their children, at least for normal parents. Nevertheless, unfortunately, human parents are not able to be perfect for their children. Our faithfulness is still by no means perfect. However, God's faithfulness is eternal and perfect. So God's love is perfect. God is our Father. He is eternal Father. He's never ever changing. Another true miracle is that a new family is being formed around Jesus. Family is usually based on biology, but biology doesn't line up here since Jesus was conceived by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is a key component to this new understanding of a family. According to John chapter 1, 9 through 13, the true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him. Yet the world didn't know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born nor of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The right to become a child of God is open to all people who receive him and believe in his name. Therefore, God's love is for the entire world. So God weaves together a new family born of the Holy Spirit. And this new thing is already beginning the moment Jesus' birth is announced by the angel. No matter who we are, where we come from, or where we are at this moment, we are loved by God and invited to be part of this new family. God broke into the world in this new and unusual way out of love for us, because God desires to have a relationship with us, and because God is faithful to us, even when we are not faithful to God. God is coming to us not because we pray hard enough, but because of his love and faithfulness for us. God reached out to us first before we ever reached out to God. We often think we know our own needs, but the truth is God came to us because he knows our absolute needs best. God always imagined more for us than we could ever imagine for ourselves. Our absolute need is to be with God. Do you believe that? Emmanuel, God with us, is a great message that rings through all the preceding weeks of Advent. It is a great bridge as we enter into Christmas. It is our bridge of hope that we are not alone, of peace in the confidence that God is with us through all our circumstances, of joy in the knowledge that we are loved, of love beyond measure, not because of who we are or what we have done, but because of who God is. God is with us that we may be with others. We should carry the promise of God's presence into the world to share with others the good news that they are also the beloved of God. As the beloved of God, we are invited to bear Christ in the world in order to reveal the belovedness of others in much the same way that Mary was. We are called to sing words of divine hope in the same way that Mary did. Our obedience leads to a bearing of love and truth, but it doesn't end there. This new family is the inbreaking of the kingdom of God coming to earth as it is in heaven. We are the beloved of God, but not only us, because we know that God loved and still loves the world so much that He sent Jesus to be God with us, to be present with us in our joy and triumphs, and also to be with us in our pain and sorrow, to love us in the midst of all of the ups and downs of life. 2020 has been a tough year for all of us. It's as if we are walking in a fog and can't see very far ahead. Our way of life has completely changed. There are still many neighbors who groan and suffer. The light of countless lives is going out. Maybe we all are looking forward to the usual routine we used to be. I'm sure that what we need most in this dark world today is actually not a perfect vaccine, but Jesus Christ. What we really need at this time is not a return to our daily lives, but our relationship with God. The light that will light up the world is not in us alone, but is in Jesus. We are invited to reveal the light of Jesus as it shines in and through us. The world needs Jesus more than ever. Advent is a season of waiting and expectation. What are you looking for? What are you longing for? What are you waiting for? We are called to bear Christ in the world. So we have to reveal the belovedness of humanity to a people who may not realize they are loved. We know the hurt we have experienced in our own lives. Others are hurting too and are in need of the message that God loves them and God is also with them. Listen to God's quiet voice in the days to come. Don't be afraid. Christ is still God with us today. The Holy Spirit is still in the business of breathing life into unexpected places. The kingdom is still breaking in on earth as it is in heaven. And God is choosing to use us to carry that message, to be the bearers of Christ into the world, to bring hope, peace, joy, and love with us wherever we go, that the world might remember how beloved they are and join in this beautiful new family, being united by the very breath of the Holy Spirit. Discover church families, bear Christ, and show His love to the world. That's what we have to do now. Amen.